I'm Blake Hickerson, joined by Coach Yeager, head coach of the Brenham volleyball team. Coach, your team lost a hard-fought match to Kingwood Park last night to end your season. What can you tell us about it?
You know, it's always hard to lose and to end your season. But the good news is we were in the playoffs, and that was one of the goals of our team this year, was to make sure we changed broke the streak of not going to the playoffs, and we did. I think it's something exciting for Brenham High School. I think they do, too, that last year wasn't very successful for all athletic programs, and we're the first ones to get in the playoffs, and football will be next, and hopefully the tradition will just keep carrying on. Amazing seniors that I can't say enough about, who thought this is what they wanted to do and worked so hard and were great leaders. So when we lost, it hurt, but by the draw, we were playing a really great team, but I thought we laid it all on the line, left it all out there for them, and that we gave it our all. So, you know, always hard to lose, but again, the amount of stride the kids made this year is just amazing.
Well, you mentioned your seniors and also mentioned that stretch without having gone to the playoffs. So these seniors hadn't ever been to the playoffs since they were freshmen, correct?
That's correct.
And, you know, can you talk a little bit about, you know, that was being a goal, and then finally going from freshman to being able to achieve that as finally as a senior?
Absolutely. And that's, you know, they all year, every day, every focus and every practice was to keep getting better. And the seniors made sure it happened. You know, Tatum Smidovic, Caitlin Whitehead, McKenna Schrader, Julia Benfield, and Brianna Jasinski are the five seniors, and they have worked hard. They put in tireless hours in the summer and spring and in the fall to make this happen for Brenham High School. And the rest of the kids, just this was one of those unique years where you have years where the kids get along, but they had great chemistry and they all got along. And I think that's going to be one of the harder parts about not going on, is the kids not seeing each other on a daily basis, you know, because they all got along so well. They were great leaders in the underclassmen, were great followers, and you know, I told the seniors this is their legacy now, that they'll get started going, and we're going to continue to get better every year from that. Our student body was amazing this year. They came out and supported and got to see some great close ball games on our home court, and we filled the stands and created some groups. The Noise Boys and Girls came out and cheered, and they followed us wherever we went. And, you know, to me, that was keeping the group together. The football and the volleyball don't follow the same district anymore, so we don't match up on Friday night. So, you know, this was another way for our student body to stay bonded together. And I think, you know, it's just a great what we've got at Brenham High School. It's just a great example of what we've got out there right now.
Well, and I heard your team actually got a little bit of a send-off both at the buses before you left to go take on Kingwood Park, and before that even, or after that, then also a great send-off from Must Be Heaven.
Well, that's where the band played at, Must Be Heaven. They came down there to Must Be Heaven, and because we went down there to eat before we left. So we left the high school and went down to Must Be Heaven. And then when we came out, I think some of the parents had gotten in touch with Eric Reddick, who's amazing. He's always supported us 100%. Some of the parents got hold of Eric Reddick. And when we came out, they played like five or six songs in the fight song, and they all danced around together and had a great time. So it was kind of like a little mini pep rally outside of Must Be Heaven. It was fun.
Well, and you mentioned this group of seniors, you know, as they get ready to move on, that this is the legacy that they're leaving. What can we expect to see next season from some of your returning players and some of the girls on JV who are going to be moving up to the next level?
Only building from there. Excitement. We're all excited and looking around each other going, we will take a little break, and we'll have competition season where we have competition in badminton and fight ball and different things like that, but we will start working on skills and start planning for the next season, you know, and that's exciting that we have some time in the mornings to do that in off season. So always something to look forward to, and we're only going to keep getting better. Our junior high program was did an excellent job this year. Our 7th and 8th graders won their tournament in College Station, which is our district people, and won the district, and that's exciting to know that they're coming back, and that's A, B, and B's teams, both really strong. So nothing but up from here. Lots of kids interested and lots of kids wanting to play, so it's been a lot of fun.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for your time, and it sounds like, you know, the future's even looking brighter and brighter, and I know these seniors definitely helped you lay a foundation. Thank you so much for your time, and good luck in the future, Coach.
That's right. Can't say enough about the seniors this year. We're going to miss them, but again, thank you for calling us. Thank you for supporting us for the Big Peak game and then coming out last night. It was a barn burner there for a while, so glad y'all were there, and we appreciate you guys.
All right. Thanks, Coach. I appreciate your time.
Okay.